I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado, there's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Connect pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome to Worldwide Technology Raceway. We are at the track with Curtis Francois, the owner of this fine facility in Madison, Illinois, in the shadows of the Gateway Arch. The Bomberito Automotive Group 500, August 19th and 20th. IndyCar is here, and I insisted on doing this interview as close to the track as possible so that we can hear these amazing vehicles in action.
Well, hey, Fast and Loud is all about IndyCar racing, and they're going to be here on the 19th and 20th. So if you like Fast and Loud, you're going to hear it in our background, but also you're going to see them in action coming up here soon.
IndyCar is alive and well, and it has been a great run for you, hasn't it, through the years?
It is amazing that we're talking about now a sixth year. We've been at this since 2017 and really have built something special, working with the Bomberito Group and the Bomberito family to develop something that's unique in the United States. The partnership is as much of a friendship as anything else, and it's all about elevating racing in our region, growing Worldwide Technology Raceway, and utilizing this racetrack to do great things around our community.
It is a two-day event. It's even more than that, of course, but it allows people to experience an event. It's beyond racing, isn't it?
Well, I think that's so important is that we've got something for everything in the racing world, for the core fan that loves open wheel racing, folks that go to the Indianapolis 500, that make the trip over to the St. Louis region to see how we do things. You know, it's just really special to see how that world has developed. But now also we do things in a way that attracts families to come out for just entertainment. This is much of a show as it is a race. And so there's so much going on race weekends that families can engage with. We have the Junior 500, which is our go-karts. That's through our Raceway Gives program. And making sure that kids see a path maybe into racing or understand how science, technology, engineering, and math relates to the racing world. So there's always something going on the weekend for families and folks beyond just the racing.
You mentioned Raceway Gives. You've put that into action as well with the terrible, devastating flooding that has taken place in eastern Kentucky and close to your general manager's hometown and his hometown, Chris Blair.
Yes, it's just a tragedy, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we could do to make sure that folks don't lose sight of the suffering that is going on there and the unprecedented flooding that's happened. So through Raceway Gives, we're doing everything we can do, certainly leveraging our channels to make sure that folks know that there are people hurting and that they can make a difference by getting involved.
Back to the event itself, can you take from what you learned from the NASCAR experience and apply it to this as well? And what have you heard? What has been the response since you ran in early June?
Well, you know, the response has been just absolutely unbelievable. The event was a success by every single measure. And there is so much that really the NASCAR experience was a result that started from the Bomarito 500. What we're doing here for the Bomarito 500 paved the way for me to have those conversations with NASCAR. The success of this event really was pivotal in making sure that NASCAR saw how the St. Louis region turns out and supports its own.
It's really something to think how where you've come. I know we talk about this a lot, but what a comeback story it really is. For this facility, since 2011, to now be one of the only, if not the only, in the world to host NASCAR, IndyCar, and NHRA in one place.
Yes, and I wish that I would be able to say that I planned it exactly that way, but I have to reflect back on all of the people that along the way have given have of their time, their treasure, their talent to really buy into our mission here, to take something that was closed and make it vibrant, make it a contributor to the community, both from the standpoint of really the entertainment, but also what we can directly give back to the community and leverage our success here to help the Metro East. So it's really one of those things. It's a bit humbling when we look back over the last 12 years, but we continue to take it one day at a time and try to do the right things every day.
You continue to hear from people, more and more people start to say, the Metro East, things are building in the Metro East. The future of the Metro East, and you hear politicians and a lot of people start to talk about it. You feel like this is part of spurring that activity?
Well, I think it is. I really do. I think there's so many great folks, so many great businesses here that really needed a spark. And as the racetrack becomes a success story, the shining light on the hill, so to speak, I think it emboldens people to move forward with plans that they have to reinvest in the community, to become a part of change. And I think it also is a great sense of pride for those that live over here.
One more thing, just when it comes to IndyCar, what is the attraction of it specifically to you as opposed to all other levels of racing?
So, you know, I always go to IndyCar as being fast and loud. And when you see an IndyCar storming into turn one at about 200 miles an hour, if you're a fan of speed, which anybody that knows me knows that I am a fan of speed, those are the moments that I love. And just to see the technology continue and the real improvement in so many different areas in IndyCar, you can feel the momentum. You can feel that there's a great future ahead, and I just love being involved with it.
As we stand by during testing under a blue sky and 83 degrees, let's have the exact same conditions on August 20th.
Amen.
A night race at Worldwide Technology Raceway, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Curtis Francois has been with us. I'm Tom Ackerman. Sports on a Sunday morning continues right after this.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter. Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
From the Stiefel Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman back with you. Really good discussion, I thought, last hour with Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, about a couple of things. One, the decision to pinch hit Albert Pujols in the eighth inning and move Lars Nootbaar out of right field and put Corey Dickerson in right. And also the options that he has beyond Giovanni Gallegos when Ryan Helsley is not available, which he was not available last night. Ollie addressed both of those things in the show. You can use the Audacy app, AUDACY, to listen back 1 hour ago at 10:15. It'll also be up on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page at KMOX.com. Cardinals lineup has been submitted for today's game against the Brewers at 1:15. Dylan Carlson will lead off and play center field. Tyler O'Neill will bat second and play left.
Paul Goldschmidt is the first baseman. He bats third, and Nolan Arenado bats fourth and plays third base. Albert Pujols is in there today, batting fifth. He's the DH. Paul DeJong, the shortstop, bats sixth. Tommy Edman at second base, batting seventh. Andrew Kisner is behind the plate today, batting eighth, catching Miles Michaelis. Lars Nootbaar will be back in right field, and he bats ninth today. The Cardinals will be facing a lefty today. They'll be taking on Aaron Ashby. He's 2-10 with a 4.32 ERA, so they have stacked their lineup with right-handed bats all the way down the lineup, whether they're a switch hitter or a right-handed hitter, until you get to Lars Nootbaar, the lefty, batting ninth. Now, batting second in this hour of Sports on a Sunday Morning is a great sponsor of the radio station. You know, I've mentioned to you many times that I've partnered with Worldwide Technology Raceway as a consultant ambassador, helping them with a number of things, including the pursuit of NASCAR. IndyCar has been in place for a long time, and it's not only rare to have a local sponsor like Bomarito Automotive Group have its name on a worldwide event, but a KMOX sponsor at that. So we thought it'd be appropriate to have a nice visit with our good friend John Bomarito. I visited with him at the track.
You've been heavily involved in racing for a long time. Bomarito Automotive Group 500 coming up August 19th and 20th. Before we get to that, take me back. How did you, car dealer, great family, been involved for decades, get involved in racing?
Well, if you think about it, we're a 51-year-old company. We're St. Louis's number one choice for all their automotive needs. My father always told me, you know, you've got to give back to the people that have been good, so good to you. Okay, what a better way to give back? World-class racing in your own hometown. It's an absolute phenomenal thing. Think about it. We've got the world champion Cardinals. We've got the Stanley Cup winning Blues. Now we got an MLS team, but even better now, we got world-class racing in our own hometown, and I can't be more proud of that absolute accomplishment.
Worldwide Technology Raceway is a professional sports venue and a really good one.
Yes, sir. I mean, we can't thank the Stewart family enough, the Francois family enough. I mean, the three of us have really teamed up and put a hell of a group together, and look what we've done in such a short period of time.
What is it about racing that thrills you, John? What do you love about it?
Well, here, you got to remember, I'm a car guy. So car guys love cars. We like to drive fast. You know, it's the adrenaline. It's really a free adrenaline rush. Not so probably free, but it's a good adrenaline rush. And really, you're not doing anything wrong. Okay, you're just experiencing, and then you really get to see how the fans really love and create memories of a lifetime at the racetrack.
It's an investment that you've made. How rare is it to have a name of a local and regional dealership like Bomarito Automotive Group on a worldwide event like an IndyCar race?
Well, it's very, very rare. And I'll tell you, we had to be approved by IndyCar. We've been really vetted by NASCAR. You know, of course, we're in the NASCAR series right now. I mean, you really have to know what you're doing. You really have to appreciate the brand. And we're just honored to be part of IndyCar. We're part of NASCAR now. You know, if you can put your brand next to one of those iconic brands, there's nothing better than that. And our footprint now has gone nationwide with the internet. We're selling cars all over the country.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So I mentioned it's a weekend. It's 19th and 20th. It's a Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
Can you lay that out for us? How do you see it? What are some of the biggest attractions to you?
Well, here, there's lots of different series of racing going on. There's lots of different concerts going on. Now, this is a two-day event. So if you really, here, it's not all about racing. It's really a great experience for you, your family, and your friends. So come out, check it out on Friday. Okay, you're going to have all the different series practice, and then they'll qualify, and they'll be ready for race day on Saturday. Saturday, of course, is the big day, and of course, you know, there'll be millions of fans watching on USA. There'll be thousands of fans here, and there'll be over 30 different countries showcasing our great city of St. Louis.
What's the excitement to you? We will circle back to having your name on the race itself, but to have your name on a car, what does that mean to you?
Well, here, this particular race, okay, this is the first time we've done it. We teamed up with Supertex and AJ Foyt Racing. Again, another iconic brand. We're honored to be on this car. It's a number 14 car. The livery package is an absolute flat black color with our signature white and red Bomarito colors. It stands out. Kyle Kirkwood's driving, another good friend of the family that we've met over the years. And we're expecting big things out of Kyle. And, you know, again, it's an honor. Okay, we should run up front this year and at this particular race, and hopefully we put him in the winner's circle.
You and I got to spend some time behind the scenes with the trucks race, with the cup race. That was an unbelievable weekend. It really was. What's the difference to you in the open wheel scene?
Well, here, it's kind of pretty simple. NASCAR scene, you know, they're running about 180, 190, and they're bumping and grinding, and they're pushing, they're shoving. An IndyCar, you don't touch. You're going close to up to 200 miles an hour, and, you know, really, you are inches away from the wall. You are inches away from the cars, and, I mean, you really have to be super, super talented to drive either one of these series. So I love both experiences, to tell you the truth, but it's a whole different style of racing. I mean, you're an open wheel racer or you're a NASCAR racer where you're bumping and grinding and you're pushing.
You get a lot of people, as you mentioned, coming in from out of town, so they get eyeballs on your brand and also on the race and on the venue and on St. Louis. And then when it begins, you take a look around and the crowd and tickets again are trending up. Yeah. You get a big crowd. What is it like to take that microphone right beforehand and greet the crowd like you do?
Well, again, you know, here, when you get my age, you don't get too many good adrenaline rushes. I mean, you know, you're on stage, you got millions of people watching on TV, and you get a chance to really show and showcase your city. And I've always been born and raised St. Louis, through and through, 50-plus years. And, again, I just love doing what I need to do for our community to give back and really show our appreciation for all the vehicles that they purchased.
John Bomarito with us on KMOX. Bomarito Automotive Group. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 is fast approaching August 19th and 20th at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Have an amazing time. We can't wait.
All right, Tom. Thanks for your time. And again, we'll see everybody at the track.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back in a moment on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Stewart and retired. Gorman has proven, Gorman Thomas has proven to be a top customer. Sitter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's a winner. That's a winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals. Porter throws his mask into the air. The players converge around the mound. The police arrive on the scene. The canine patrol and the mounted patrol. Some fans manage to get on the field, but they needn't do that, and they won't be out there very long. The Cardinals have won the game 6-3. The Cardinals have won the National League pennant, and the Cardinals have won the 1982 World Series.
What a call by Jack Buck. The one time that he called the Cardinals winning a world championship was 1982, and the Cardinals celebrated that yesterday throughout the day at Busch Stadium. The reunion of the 82 Cardinals. Hard to believe it's been 40 years since they won that championship. Joe Pott visited with the Cardinals first baseman, Keith Hernandez, from 1982, from the Stiefel Sports Studio on KMOX.
With the 1979 National League MVP Cardinals Hall of Famer, Keith Hernandez, and back for the 40th anniversary of the 1982 World Championship team, you're calling games, you're busy. Why was this weekend important to come back?
Because it's the 40th anniversary, although I was fortunate enough to be on two championship teams. And one here, and this one has special significance because of the Cardinal tradition. The Cardinals have the most championships in National League history, and to be one of those teams means a lot to me. And, you know, I grew up a Cardinal fan, and I knew about Rogers Hornsby and the Gas House Gang and the Musial era and in the 60s. So I think when we won in 82, I think we were the 14th championship. Don't quote me on that, but around there. And so it was a very prideful thing for me to be a part. Now I'm a part of Cardinal history, not just a player. I'm a part of it.
And I know it's special for you to wear that red jacket as a member of this Cardinals Hall of Fame too, isn't it?
Of course. I never would have dreamed it. I mean, my dream as a child in Little League was to be on the card, play, be a St. Louis Cardinal, then to get drafted by them and go through the minor leagues and then become a Cardinal. That was a dream come true. And then to win a world championship, another cherry on top, and then to get to the Cardinal Hall of Fame with all those great players, to be one of them. Gosh almighty, I was 8 years old, I never would have dreamed of it.
Speed, defense, those were the hallmarks of all of those 80s Whitey Herzog
teams.
And pitching, of course. You were part of that infield defense in 1982. Just tell me about that defense with Obie over at third and with Ozzy and Tommy Herr up the middle.
Well, Tommy came up and Obie was our second baseman. Ken Reitz was our third baseman. And Templeton was our shortstop. And then we get Ozzy. Tommy comes up. Obie graciously moves to third. Tommy was really probably the best second baseman I ever played with. And everybody talks about Ozzy. And Ozzy was, I played 1 year with Ozzy, one full season, and it was he was the greatest shortstop. The plays that he made, and I think I can say that I don't think there was ever a greater fielding shortstop than Ozzy. And you know, Obie adapted to third base like that, and Tommy was just a great second baseman. And we all had good hands, great hands, soft hands. But on top of it, we were all smart players. We knew how to play the game. That's what elevated us. We didn't make any mistakes. And we worked together, and we got along great.
And playing for Whitey Herzog, because you said you were all smart players, and that's the thing I hear from so many former players, is that Whitey lets the players play the game.
He did, but he also, when he came, when Boyer got fired in 80, Whitey came in the second half, managed us for like 2 weeks, then went up, because he was GM, and they had Red take over. So 81 was his first really full year, starting in spring training. And he set the tone in spring training. And we were all eager, and I think we were ready to blossom. We just needed some leadership, and Whitey provided that. He was a stickler on fundamentals and doing the little things to win, and he emphasized all those things in spring training, and he shaped us. And I don't think that we might not have won, but he hadn't been the manager.
You've got a pretty good ball club you're part of now in the New York Mets this year, and the Cardinals are very good. Have you thought about the Cards and the Mets matching up in the postseason again?
Well, I think it'll be wonderful. The Mets are a good team, and they're as good a team that I've seen down out of New York in a while, and they're really good defensively. They don't hit a lot of home runs. They only got Pete Alonso hits the home runs, and we don't steal bases. We just got good pitching, too. And it would be great if it happens. I mean, I think it's going to be a nice playoff postseason anyway. You're going to have the Dodgers, the Padres, Atlanta, probably Philly, and the Mets. And I think, you know, it's going to be a tough road to the National League flag.
Keith, thanks so much for the time.
Okay, you got it.
1982 world champion Keith Hernandez. I'm Joe Pott, KMOX Sports.
Joe, thanks very much. We'll hear Joe coming up at 12:20 with his Ameren Total Access pregame show from Ballpark Village and Busch Stadium as the Cardinals take on the Milwaukee Brewers, the team they beat in 82, and the team that knocked them off yesterday by a final of 3-2. And for that, we go to some of the highlights. As in the first inning, Adam Wainwright just had that look, didn't he, facing Andrew McCutchen.
A 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. A curveball strikes him out.
He sure did. Second inning.
The Cardinals broke the 6-6 tie with the win here last night. The pitch. Strike call. Urias is out looking. A 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Belt high outside corner.
But McCutchen and Urias would have their time later in this game. Wainwright scoots through three innings, hitless, and works in the fifth. He strikes out Urias in that inning, and now he here is in the sixth, still hasn't given up a hit.
Right-hander facing right-hander, no score. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. The curveball, how slow can it go? Taylor strikes out.
It was beautiful. He was throwing off-speed curveballs at 72 miles an hour. Sixth inning, listen to this.
Arenado plays about 20 feet off the bag towards second. The pitch, there's a swing and a fly ball left field. That's it, deep. Backing up, Donovan. He makes the catch and runs into the wall. Didn't take his eye off the ball. He knew where he was on the track. He knew he was close to the wall. And Donovan retires Yelich.
Gets through six innings and the murmur starts at Busch Stadium. Adam Wainwright has no hit the Brewers through six, now in the seventh.
Wainwright into the windup, first pitch, and that's hit hard. That's a base hit to left. The first hit of the game for the Milwaukee Brewers, and it is McCutchen who comes up with a two-out hit, and the crowd acknowledges Adam Wainwright.
What a time. Wainwright stays in the game and works his way through the seventh. Bottom of the seventh now, Paul Goldschmidt is aboard for Nolan Gorman.
Next pitch is hit hard to left field, left center. Back goes the center fielder, and he can't get it. Goldschmidt rounds second. He's headed for third. He's rounding third. He's going to score. The relay not in time, and it's 1-0 Cardinals. As Gorman plugs the gap in left center.
And the Cardinals have the lead, top of the eighth.
Here's Urias swinging, hitting a high fly ball, deep right field. Nootbaar at the wall. We are tied. Urias hits his 13th home run of the year. It's a 1-1 game.
Hits that off Wainwright, and we go to the bottom of the eighth, tied at one. Yadier Molina leads off with a single, then Tommy Edman pops out to short. Ali Marmol opts to pinch hit Albert Pujols, going for the win, facing Taylor Rogers, the lefty. Pujols battles him, but then ends up striking out Tyler O'Neill, who subbed in as a defensive player earlier in the top of the eighth inning for Brendan Donovan. Is called out on strikes. Two strikeouts for Rogers to get out of the frame. Corey Dickerson jumps in and right for Lars Nootbaar, who Pujols replaced as a pinch hitter. And this happened in the 10th inning. It's a 1-1 game. Remember, you got to put that runner at second to start the 10th. And that's what they did with McCutchen. Here's Hunter Renfro against Giovanni Gallegos.
Set at the belt. And here comes the 1-1 delivery, and that hit is lined to right field, and it is over the head of Dickerson, and it's going to go to the wall. McCutchen scores. Renfro is heading for third. The throw there from Tommy Edman on the relay is not in time. A triple over the head of Corey Dickerson, and the Brewers lead 2-1 in the 10th.
And later, a sack fly by Colton Wong. The Cardinals answer with a sack fly by Dylan Carlson in the bottom of the 10th, but they lose the game. Final score 3-2 to the Brewers. Ali Marmol explained all of those decisions earlier on Sports on a Sunday Morning. You can go back using the Odyssey app, or you can go to our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page at KMOX.com. He talks about why he uses Gallegos when Helsley is unavailable. He talks about pinch hitting for Nootbaar and using Pujols and O'Neill to follow, and why he had Dickerson go out into right field. All of that, plus his thoughts on skipping Dakota Hudson, possibly coming up this week and why he does not want to use Andre Pallante as a starter. All of that is right now on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page. When we come back, we're going to hear from Albert Pujols and a very special event. Do you like wings? Who has the best wings in St. Louis? That and for a wonderful cause is coming up on KMOX as the Cardinals sit with a half-game lead in the NL Central going into today's game at 1:15, Miles Michaelis against the Milwaukee Brewers. It's the Stiefel Sports Studio on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning. Back after this.
A high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Myers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Albert Pujols comes to bat. Albert against the Royals.
Albert digs back in. Open stance, deep in the box. Pulls it down on the end.
Albert Pujols, the 1-0 pitch to Albert is hit high and deep.
He hits a fly ball left field. That's back.
It's a big fly for Albert Pujols.
And it's gone.
Now, Tom Ackerman and 5 minutes with number five.
A thunderous ovation for Albert Pujols.
It is 5 minutes with number five. It's Albert Pujols in the Cardinals clubhouse. You and I haven't been able to see each other for a little while, and a lot has happened. Home run derby, what an incredible scene to see you surrounded by all those players. All-star game, to be able to feel that and experience that again. What I saw on Wednesday receiving the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award. I know that you felt a great feeling there, didn't you?
Oh, thank you so much. Overall, it was a great week, you know, and everything started with the Home Run Derby and then finishing with the All-Star Gang, and then obviously on Wednesday going and receiving the Muhammad Ali Award, you know, which for me is just, it's one of the best probably award that I had in my trophy case now. I mean, because it's, you know, about using this platform that God has given you, you know, to give back and, you know, to be acknowledged like that. Not that you do, that I do those things, you know, and the things that I do through the foundation to get rewarded. But, you know, at the end of the day, obviously the ESPY and Major League Baseball decided to choose me this year for that award. And I was so humble and honored. I mean, to look back and to see Muhammad Ali, who he was, not just the athlete, but the person that he was, and always wanted to make a difference in the community, and make a change to make people better. That says everything there. So I was obviously really humble. It was an unbelievable experience for me, for some of my kiddos that were with me that night, and Tal Perry and Josh Goldberg, you know. It was pretty special, and that's something, as a moment, you know, the that goes that you go back 20 years from now and reflect on it, and it's pretty special.
What a scene it was, too. A lot of big names in that room, too. Do you enjoy that also, being surrounded by people who you respect, who have put in a lot of time to get to where they are?
Definitely. I mean, to be here with Hall of Fame players and the best athlete, you know, that ever wear uniforms, you know, and different kind of sport, it's pretty special. And it was just a great night overall. The SPs, they did an unbelievable job. I didn't stick around for the after party because I had to catch an early flight to go to Cincinnati, you know, the next day. But I enjoyed my moment, and like I said, you know, I'm so humble and thankful, and all the glories go to the Lord, you know, for giving me the platform and the ability to be there that night and just to enjoy it.
And just to be representing not only the Pujols Family Foundation, but the St. Louis Cardinals, wearing that uniform and having that moment. And you and I talked about it. I said on the air after I talked to you, I said, watch out now. Albert will be ready to go here. He's in the Home Run Derby. He's going to be ready to go. What was that first round like for you?
It was pretty special. I mean, obviously, I was one of the bets, you know, five time around doing it. I know what it takes. It just, you know, I was actually just, it wasn't my time. I didn't get tired at all. It was just something that that I didn't train for either. I do the Home Run Derby like if I'm taking batting practice today, and really try to have fun and enjoy. Obviously, you got a time that you had to beat, and you need to hit as many home runs as you can. But I had a great experience. Great, you know, your last one, I guess, is the best one. And this was my last All-Star game as a player, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every moment, and just to be with my family and the red carpet and just during those couple of days there, it was pretty special, you know, for them also.
And finally, what was that like? It's going to be an iconic photo and video of all of those players surrounding you. You weren't finished in the Home Run Derby, by the way, as it turned out, but that moment to be surrounded by your peers, young players and players who you've known for a long time.
Pretty special, man. I think, you know, that's probably going to be out there in one of the top moments of my career, and I highlight a lot of great ones. But to be able to be embraced like that with so many of your peers, you know, to respect you and honor you like that, it's pretty special. It was something that nobody planned on it. It just came out naturally. I don't know who started, but whoever started, I thank them for that. And, you know, to be able the next day to do a little speech and talk about it, you know, to the team right before the game started was awesome. You know, like I got a chance to thank them, you know, for just the way that they embraced me and my family that whole week.
Congrats to you. Congrats to the Pujols Family Foundation on a great week. And back to work with the St. Louis Cardinals. Thanks very much.
Amen, brother. Good to see you, babe.
Tom Ackerman back with you. All right, who's ready for some wings? Who's ready to sample wings? Who's ready for a wing competition? St. Louis, we're known for all kinds of great foods, but I'll put our wings up against anybody. And just to prove it, we are throwing a wing ding on August 30th at the beautiful factory in Chesterfield Valley. It's all to help UCP Heartland. And joining us from UCP Heartland is Kevin Litt and my dear friend, Andrew Price, KMOX's number one listener. Let's go to Kevin first. And Kevin, this is a very meaningful event, I know, for a lot of people, but it's also a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's a ton of fun. This is our 12th year. Last 2 years, we've had to do it virtually because of COVID, so we're so excited to be back in person, and we're getting a lot of great response already.
What is the Wing Ding? Let's break it down for everybody.
Sure. So it is a competition between restaurants, local restaurants here in St. Louis. We have 11 restaurants competing. Going to be 30 different wings out there. We've got judges who are tasting the wings and giving out trophies. And then we have the most coveted trophy of all, which is the People's Choice. So all the public that comes out, they're going to get to vote for their favorite wing restaurant, and that restaurant will be awarded the People's Choice Award.
I know people are antsy to hear who the 11 restaurants are, so let's do that first.
Sure. So we got super excited about our partners. Lester's Bar and Grill. We got Rockin' Brews, Duke's Barbecue, Felix's there in Dogtown. We've got a little place called Gobble Stop Smokehouse. If you've never eaten there, you got to check them out. Buffalo Wild Wings, Chicken Out, Sachmo's. We have the Midwestern End, the Wheelhouse. And then we also have Sportsman's Park. So folks all over the St. Louis area, incredible wings. And what's exciting is our team, we've actually been going out to every restaurant, trying every wing. just to get prepared for Wing Ding ourselves.
Tough job.
It's hard. Somebody's got to do it. And we cannot agree on who's the best wing in St. Louis. There's a lot of great competition for this.
It's good. It's here in the month of August, August 30th at the Factory, which is your first time there, but it's a lot of people's first time at the Factory. If you have not been, a spectacular music venue, but not just for music. When I remember when they opened, I was there for the soft opening a little over a year ago. They said they were going to be the host of some big events, and this qualifies for that. Huge space. I don't know how I would even describe the Factory appropriately.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. And, you know, it's funny. We had a different location picked out originally. There were some construction issues, things going on. We had to change. And we reached out, and Michael Steinberg, who owns the Factory, he stepped up to help us out in a major way. And so excited that we had that partnership with him and able to move forward in a bigger and more beautiful venue we could have imagined.
Tell me about UCP Heartland, what you do, and why you need these funds so much.
Sure. Here at UCP Heartland, we work with individuals with disabilities. We provide support for them and their families, adults and children. And we have 8 different programs that we provide services for. So we have a brand new autism services program starting up in St. Louis City, actually right in Dogtown, just down from Felix's. That's starting up over the next month to provide services for low-income children. We also have adult services programs, for Andrew. We have our adult day program where individuals with disabilities can come and they can work on projects and try to increase their ability to be more independent. And then we also have programs to help with individuals who want to live on their own independently, and then also find competitive work out in the workforce. We help them find jobs that are competitive and pay quality wages.
All right, big boy. So this is where you come in. Andrew Price, who I've known for a long time, who last time I saw you, Ollie Marmol wanted to meet you. That's how big of a celebrity you are. The Cardinals manager wanted to see, who is this guy behind the scenes that texts with Tom Ackerman about ideas about our lineup and about our ball club? What's the latest with Andrew Price?
My name is Andrew. Program is fun to go to, and I love to help out. I love coming to day program. It's fun to go to. I can't wait for a Wing Ding. It will be an awesome event.
Yes, it will, my man. Absolutely. Very well done. How does he do that?
Well, he's got a computer. He's got a button that he pushes to spell out each word, and it takes him a bit of time. But he had that prepared for you before you came in today. He was ready to go.
That was amazing. I know he was. He's always prepared and a huge sports fan. And as I mentioned, all this sort of ties in. We're going to have a lot of great people moving in and out of the Factory. And I would encourage people to come down. Where can they go to get tickets? How can they participate? I know it's coming up on August 30th.
Sure. You can either go to our website, which is ucpheartland.org, or actually if you go directly to the Factory's website and go to their calendar on August 30th and click the link there, it'll bring you right to our tickets. And you can pick them up right online.
Are corporate sponsors still welcome? Do you have the ability to bring in sponsorships? I know you have some huge names that have joined you. You and I and Andrew and others had a little photo shoot down at Tums. Appropriate that Tums would step in for a Wing Ding sponsorship.
Yeah, we're excited. Tums is our title sponsor for this event, and we couldn't be more excited or more proud. St. Louis company supporting a St. Louis organization. We still have room for sponsors. One of the good things being a sponsor, we've actually, for the general public, we've already run out of VIP tickets. So at this point, the only way to get a VIP ticket is to come in as a sponsor. We've sold out of all of our public VIP tickets. So those can all be found on the website as well, or you can reach out to us here at UCP Heartland.
That's awesome. This promises to be a good time, so I would get in on that. What other sponsors do you have that you'd like to mention before we go?
Tums, Michael Steinberg. We have American Direct Marketing Resources, Mo Better Foundation, Triad Financial came in, Bomarito, and then a longtime supporter of our Wing Ding, Mutual of America.
That's outstanding. Really great. So again, the Wing Ding to benefit UCP Heartland is August 30th at the Factory. What time does everything start?
Doors open at 6.
Make your dinner plans. Just come on through. Plenty of wings, I promise you that. Will there be any beer? That's my question. Can I get a cold beer with my wings?
All the bars at the Factory will be open, so yes.
Oh, baby. All right. Now we're talking. I look forward to the Wing Ding very much. It's great to be part of it. It's at the Factory. It's August 30th. Andrew Price, Kevin Litt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.